this interview with Dundalk striker Patrick Hoban. Patrick, that's probably as good as performance as there has been in the 2 years since Stephen's here.
Yeah, you know, we wanted a response after losing to the cup final, and our last three games, you know, our manager wanted 9. Like, you know, it was a big ask, but we've absolutely, you know, we're beating teams with ease at home.
You can,
like,
get,
you know,
9 points, but to get it though, he's a
We've, like, in our last three home games, we've 14 goals. Like, you know, like, the fans are getting a goal fest at the moment.
Yeah.
But you know, we just have to keep the head down and keep working hard. Like, you know, it's only the first, really. Only 11. What are we
now? 14 games now.
Yeah, there's still a long way to go. You know, can't get carried away or anything like that. Just keep the head down and keep driving forward.
It is. At the end of the day, it is only 3 points, and it was 3 points on Tuesday night. But the way he's playing, it must just be counting the days then to get out on the pitch again.
Yeah, like, you know, the games are coming thick and fast. Like, you know, we've had some amount of games in the last week. Like, but to get 9 points and after losing the final, you know, the way we did, and it was a crap day. Like, you know, I think we responded absolutely unbelievably, like, you know, fantastic. Like, we're after being Sligo here at home at 3-0. It could have been 6.
Could have been 7.
Could have been 6-7. Could have been another game, like, draw that. Like, you know, easily could have been. But, like, fair play to everyone, like, you know, back there, like, and the staff, the players, like, you know, we've seriously turned it around. I know we're still top of the league, like, but still, losing the final, you know, you could be a bit down, but the lads just, you know, fought through it, like, you know, brilliantly.
Most of the season, there's a sort of tendency to turn it on in the second half, but tonight it was from the first whistle you got at them.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Cork game. We kind of just got at them. Like, you know, we could have been 2-0 up after, you know, 10 minutes, you know. But Darragh's great finish, you know, to put us 1-0 was brilliant, like, so that kind of set us as well, you know. I can't even remember Sligo having a chance, to be honest with you.
Turned out they didn't have a shot in goal in the home.
No, so that just shows how our defensively as well, you know, clean sheets all the time is always brilliant to have, and that works for everybody, you know, in the team, you know, working hard, like, so it's brilliant to get a clean sheet too.
The only disappointment probably half time was that there was only one to
show for. Ah, yeah, but, you know, it was good. It's always good to go in with a lead at half time, you know, especially against a team like Sligo. Like, we made them look mediocre today, to be honest with you, and you know, that puts them 11 points behind us.
It's a big gap to make
last
up.
Year we were 15 points behind them. We turned it around on them, so we just have to put the head down and just, you know, not get carried away, not anyone to get carried away, and we'll keep driving on for the rest of the season.
What about your own goal? Wasn't the most spectacular, but
it's
a striker's goal
at the moment. I wasn't able to buy a goal, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, things weren't going in for me. Like, the Limerick game, you know, Barry Ryan doing all those saves, and then, you know, my header getting close, and, you know, it was hard to buy a goal at the moment, but thankfully, you know, I got one, and, you know, it's always good for the confidence. You know, I nearly got another, and he saved us, but here, thankfully, to get one.
What's the story? Just talk to you. You need a knee operation. You need, what's the story?
Yeah,
I've
done it now. Like, to be honest, it hasn't been ideal. Like, you know, I've played on it now for the last 2-3 months now, and I'm losing a bit of sharpness, but, you know, here, look, I just knuckle down and I just get on with it, but it hasn't been ideal, but I'll be out for 3 to 4 weeks.
What is it? Just keyhole surgery, is it?
Yeah, it's like my meniscus.
Just a bit of clean up.
Yeah. I done it against Bowes here when we drew 1-1. I just turned on and I knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
It was okay then for a few weeks, but then it just got worse and worse, you know. I haven't been able to, like, to be honest, lift my heel up to my bone for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
But here, I won't make any excuses, so we're still winning, and, you know, that's the main thing.
When are you penciling, or is there a
third of
day
June?
Third of June, so what? You'll be back for the hopefully for the European game, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan, you know. That is the plan.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Good man.
No,
thanks a million.
Yeah, man, no problem.